Thanks to Harvey Norman, your local Launceston superstore. It's Fairsy for your afternoon.
Now it's time to chat to my local expert in real estate, Tanya Clark. I tell you what, she is a whiz. What she doesn't know isn't worth knowing about real estate. Today we're discussing auctions. Tanya, how are you doing?
I'm well, thank you, Fairsy.
And it's great to see you. I mean, finally you can come back into the studio and say hello.
I know, it's great to be face-to-face again instead of over the phone, yep.
All righty, now as I hinted, auctions. Now we don't see a lot of them as a way of selling property here in Lonnie compared to probably interstate, but why do you think that is?
I think a lot, to be honest, is to do with people not really knowing how the auction process works, and also there is obviously sometimes an extra cost to go to auction. I know at Roberts we don't charge, we cover the cost of the auctioneer ourselves as a company, so there isn't an extra cost at Roberts Real Estate, but I obviously can't speak for other agencies. So I think that's probably the main reason. It's either a lack of knowledge or, yeah, just not sure what to do about an auction, and they think that maybe a price on it would be quicker way to sell, perhaps.
Well, that leads me to my next question. Can you explain briefly how an auction does work?
If the owner decides that they do want to go to auction, it's usually a 3 to 4 week campaign. So that gives interested buyers time to come through and have a look at the property and go do their due diligence research with the council if need be, and we gain price feedback from those interested parties. So closer to the auction day, only normally about a day or two prior, we set what we call a reserve price, and that's like the price protection for the owner of the minimum that they'd be happy to accept on selling the house. So that gets set, and then on the day itself with the auction, obviously if you've got people bidding, you need to be a cash buyer to buy at auction in Tasmania. So that also can be another reason why not everyone loves auctions. However, saying that, you can, as long as you've been to the bank and you have pre-approval and you know the amount that you can spend from the bank, then you can confidently bid at auction.
Okay.
Yeah, so you don't have to have the cash sitting in the bank.
Okay.
To bid at auction. So basically the highest bidder on the day purchases a property as long as that lower price, reserve price, has been reached. However, if, for example, it doesn't get reached on the day, then the person that is the highest bidder will have the first rights to negotiate after the auction with the owner to see if they can come to an agreed sale price.
Okay. So, benefits of selling a property by auction?
Well, for the owner side of the coin, I guess, you're going to have a cash buyer. It's going to settle in 30 days typically. So, if you have a sense of urgency to sell your home, then it is a good way to sell because you're guaranteed to have a cash buyer that has a quick settlement term. And especially with lending becoming a bit tighter these days, sometimes houses can fall through just due to finance, etc. So, the other side of it for buyers is they've got time, because it is a 3 to 4 week campaign, to go and do their, you know, due diligence and get their finance ready and have a building inspection done if they'd like. So there's time in that campaign to get that done. And also, I think one of the bigger benefits for an auction in this current market is you hear a lot of buyers complaining or they've missed out on a property due to multiple offer. They didn't really know what to offer on the property, and it felt like a bit of a non-transparent way to buy the house, you know, to try and buy a house. If you're at an auction, you know exactly what your competition is offering to buy the property, and then you know your own limit yourself. So you either keep bidding and put your hand up, or you stop, and then you know exactly on the day what it's sold for. So I think an auction can be a really good way for a buyer, as long as they're pre-approved and ready to go, in a situation which is almost like a multiple offer situation on the day, but you know exactly what your competition's bidding, and therefore you know that you haven't overpaid from your competition by 30,000 or missed out by 1,000 or something like that, which is a lot what you hear about from people in the multiple offers on a private sale.
Well, Tanya, if people want to find out more about auctions, contact you. What's the best way?
Yeah, absolutely. Feel free to give me a call on my mobile, 0400 943 244. I'm actually trained in auctioneering, so I actually do auctions. And at Roberts we've also got Michael Walsh, so we've got two auctioneers at Roberts, which is a great choice for people if they're wanting to have their property auctioned.
Well, Tanya Clark from Roberts Real Estate, it's wonderful to see you again. Thank you so much for popping in and telling us all about auctions, and we'll chat again soon.
Thanks, Fairsy.
Thanks to Harvey Norman, your local Launceston superstore. It's Fairsy for your afternoon.